The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests, and are not those of Pesmo Radio, its employees or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements of any radio show programs or products mentioned on air, on our website, social media accounts and marketing materials. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to Pesmo Radio, its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing Pesmo Radio.
Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Sorantos.
Thank you for tuning in and welcome back to The Songwriter Show. I'm your host, Sorantos. I'm a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words are so important to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to host this show for you every Tuesday evening. I believe that every song is a story. The Songwriter Show is broadcast live on number one ranked Pesmo Radio with listeners in all 26 countries in the world and every state in the U.S. The station is licensed with ASCAP, BMI, CSAC, and SoundExchange, and has partnerships throughout the music industry, including iHeartRadio, and exposure to over 300 million listeners. Tonight's guest is Darren Michael Boyd. He released his second full-length album, Wonders of the Invisible World, on Halloween of 2021. He's offering the CD at a pay-what-you-want price on his website. He's recently been nominated for the Best Music Video category by the Alternative Film Festival in Toronto for two self-produced videos, Arachno Charka and Wonders of the Invisible World, and he's now working on his third album, which he's estimated to release in late September.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Welcome to the show, Darren. How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. So tell us what's been going on with since the last time you were on the show, my friend.
Well, you know, it's funny. I hadn't even noticed, but when you were just giving the intro there, we were talking about the nominations. I actually won, just found out I won Best Independent North American Music Video for Arachno Chakra, self-produced. It's almost ridiculous to see my name as a director.
That's awesome.
Director. It's weird because it's not what I got into this for, but you know, it's nowadays you have to do everything yourself, I think.
Yeah.
Kind of do it all in the house. And yeah, so it was nice to be recognized for sure for something.
Yeah, that's great. Tell us a little bit about that. Was that something the fans voted or what exactly is that?
It was a film festival. It's a good question because I'm not sure exactly who in the film festival votes, but it's not a public thing.
Okay.
So it's, yeah, yeah. So that's kind of cool too, knowing that there are people who know what they're doing, watching my stuff going, hey, that's entertaining. So
yeah, that's great. And it's for alternative music, I assume?
Just North American music video. That was it. No genre. No.
That's awesome. So, good for you, man. That's really cool.
Thanks. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about what you got cooking with like new music and stuff like that.
Well, I just released a single called Spider Jewel, and it's sort of unusual because I don't tend to release a lot of, you know, digital singles, even though most people would tell you that's the way to go. I don't know. I guess I'm old school. I like the album. I like the whole process, and it seems to work well for my audience. And the actual CD, I don't know what your feeling is on that. A lot of people think it's just dead and gone, but it's, if you look at it like merch, you know, it's one of those things people do like to buy at a show or, you know, just to have. So Spider Jewel is coming out today. I was working, talk about the height of laziness. I was working on a music video for that just at home, because I need to do something, because like you put the song out and people kind of want to, when it's an instrumental in particular, people want to see something, I feel, in order to, you know, listen to it. I don't know.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
So, yeah.
Yeah, how is, obviously with COVID, touring's cut short. Any plans to do that again?
Oh, I hope so. And now I'm seeing in other places here where in Ontario, Canada, where I am, we are still not quite, we're not open up yet at all. And so, yeah, it's not happening. And when I'm seeing tours and festivals and stuff getting booked in the UK and southern states, and not just southern, but in the states, and I'm like, man, I want to do that too, but in time it'll happen.
Yeah, you just gotta have faith. I mean, eventually, now they're talking about the Delta variant and taking a step back, but eventually people get back out there.
Yeah. I mean, it makes you a bit nervous, I guess, but I don't know how things are going. I guess everybody seems to be more ahead of the vaccinations down there than here, but yeah, it's happening though. I'm booked for my second one, so can't wait to just get back to normal.
Yeah, definitely getting vaccinated frees you up a little bit. I know that you definitely have a feeling of the stores now, if you're vaccinated, you don't need a mask. So you wow. definitely feel like you're getting a little freedom back for sure.
Yeah. We need that.
Yeah. So tell us, you doing any other music videos that you're producing or making?
Well, just the one for Spider Jewel right now is the next one. I try to put out, like, the last album, The Wonders of the Invisible World album, I think I did 5 videos for that. So, I mean, almost half the album. And it's a matter of, I mean, a lot of times musicians, and I've been guilty of this, we have this thing of like, oh, if only I had, $10,000, or only I had better equipment or whatever. But your fans want you to do something. Your fans want to see a video if it costs you $12 and it's you with an acoustic guitar in your living room. They would rather see that than nothing. So, I mean, we all want quality, but we're all creative. We're creative people, right? So just be entertaining and be honest. And I surprisingly had good results with that, and better than sitting around complaining.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think what you hit on is a very big point that I know I try to put out a new video every month when a new song comes out. I think it's important to put content out there because there's a sea of noise, and there's always new content from, you're not just competing against Ed Sheeran, you're competing against everybody, and it's hard to stand out in the noise.
Yeah, you're right. It is just chatter and noise, and your stuff too. You're right. You're just, I see your content. I get your emails and from the mailing list, and the quality is there too, which is important. I mean, you could just keep putting out. I know it sounds like I'm saying almost the opposite of what I was just saying about doing videos for cheap, but you can still have quality and not spend a ton of money. Like the quality, I'm talking about the quality of the work, the honesty of it, because that's always been a fear of mine, like just content and putting so much stuff out there and then feeling like I'm spreading myself too thin,
Yeah. We have one of our listeners is calling, and Bob is asking, how do you as an indie artist make a decent music video when it's just you? So I don't know if you can answer that for him.
Yeah, that's a good question. I'll try to keep this short. But basically, the first time I went to do it, I realized, I'm like, I have iMovie on my computer. I can do something. So I also started researching it. You just go on YouTube and you can see that there are lots of videos that have gone viral with just using an iPhone. And especially the newer ones have gotten even better. So that's honestly all I do. I have, as I've gone on doing this, I've upgraded, got some lighting and stuff like that. But basically, I set the camera up. So I'm everything. I'm the camera guy. I'm the sound guy, the editor, the catering. I do everything. So and then I just film it and then edit it later, and you can be creative with your camera angles, and there are different ways to make the camera look like it's moving, even though it's not. And then if you really want to do it, get a buddy there to move the camera around to make it look like it's doing something, but then you have to trust that they have some idea what they're doing too, right? Otherwise, it's just shaky camera footage, which, unless that's what you're going for. I think that's the whole thing. I'll tell you this really quick. When I first did this, I was like, I had this idea that I wanted the camera to spin around, like where it's in the middle of a room, but going around. And so I went and bought a turntable. I didn't have one. I went and bought some old turntable, like record player. And I don't know if it even worked. I just got it from some used place for $10. And I set the camera up in the middle of that, put it on low speed and, you know, zipped it around. And then, of course, you can adjust the speed once you get it in editing. And and then I just donated the record player, the turntable back. So don't be afraid to try new things that seem really weird.
Yeah.
And YouTube is, I've learned so much of, you know, if you have the time, but you have to invest some time into just watching some videos and learning.
Yeah, absolutely. I completely agree with you. I think personally, I used to use a nice Canon SLR. I just use my new iPhone. I have one that's about a year old. I just feel like 4K, it's convenient, it's easy. That's just me. But obviously, I think what you said is really important, the lighting. You know, you can buy like $40 lighting that'll just make such a huge difference. And
yeah.
I agree with you. Look at YouTube. There's recommendations for a cheap ring light that lights up your face for close-ups and medium shots. And it makes a world of difference.
Yeah, and really lightweight portable stuff too, which is handy.
Yeah.
When you're moving around and, especially when you're hauling all this stuff, if you're doing it yourself, like I am, I don't really have a band. And in some of the videos, I'm actually playing different parts. I'm playing the drums and playing the bass and stuff just for, you know, again, entertainment purposes. And I try not to take it. It's not that I don't take it seriously. I just don't take myself so seriously, because I have to remember at the end of the day, it is the point of entertaining people. And if they're enjoying it, then that's, you know, it doesn't matter. If they're having a laugh at me, that's okay. That's the whole point, right? It's just getting the music out there so people can actually hear the songs.
We mentioned Ed Sheeran earlier, and I read something where he said he doesn't make music for other people. He makes it just for himself, because I know I myself have been fixated on getting reviews on Reverb and being like, oh, they didn't like the bass or they didn't like this, and tweaking it. And, you know, sometimes you get 3-4 reviews and you're kind of going in a circle or backwards. So yeah. I think at some point reviews have helped me get better, but you can't obsess and go backwards, because if you look at any hit songs, go to YouTube and you'll see thousands of dislikes and negative comments. So
yeah, on hit.
At some point you have to, like, again, and I'm not saying this for people that their melodies are off or their distortions on the, in general, I don't give it as much weight as I did. I try to learn, but I don't necessarily focus on it like I used to.
No, that's good, because I've learned more now that I find even the term constructive criticism it doesn't hold a lot of weight for me anymore, because if, you know, it's like if somebody says, well, your song should be longer. It's like, well, if I wanted it longer, I would have made it longer, right? It's for, that's exactly it. I make it for me. Doesn't mean I don't have other ears in mind, because you try to step outside your own, you know, your own person to imagine what somebody else would think. But ultimately, yeah, it's got to, you have to be your first fan. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. By the way, I looked at your site. It was kind of funny. Who is this weirdo? That kind of caught my eye. I was like, because I'm a total goofball too in my bio, and I make some strange comments like that. So I was like, it's just kind of funny when people are kind of down to earth and they don't take themselves too seriously, which I think you're kind of like me in that regard.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, if somebody is looking at that and they honestly don't know who I am, and let's face it, most people don't. I'm not a household name. And so they might go, what, you know, who is this person? What's the point? Like, what am I looking at? So at least it shows them right off the bat that, yeah, you're right, that I'm down to earth and I'm not trying to give any sort of impression of mystique or rock starism, so to speak. It's those are days kind of in the past, I think. Now it's better to be real with people, I think.
Yeah, I agree with you. Tell us about this new song that we're going to hear in a few minutes here. What inspired it?
Oh, well, it has a real summery feel. Like, I don't know how to explain it. It's sort of a summery romance type of sound, which is very different for me. And I was mostly experimenting with just different chord changes and the different tones, you know, the whole thing. A lot of people sort of think of me who do know my playing sort of think of me in the hard rock spectrum, which I am, but I also do this kind of stuff. And I just find it very melodic and kind of retro feeling. And I tried really hard to get, I was trying to contest and I couldn't get anybody to figure out, this is so simple to me, but where the title Spider Jewel, or who inspired the title, where it came from. I should, yeah, it's contest time. I will give away a whole package if somebody can go on my Instagram and correctly tell me what Spider Jewel is, where it came from, who it came from.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Yeah.
All right, man. You ready to take a listen to it?
Yeah.
All right. Check this out, everybody, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more, okay?
Awesome.
All right, everyone, here we go. All right, man, that was very cool. Thank you for sharing that.
Well, awesome. Thank you.
So I think we talked a little bit off the air, but from Ottawa, Tell us a little bit to some of our listeners that might not have visited you. What should we know about Ottawa, Canada?
Oh, wow. Now I'm stumped because I live, well, I guess about 25, 30 minutes south of Ottawa. So I'm not right in the city.
Well, tell us about your area then.
Okay. Well, it's a small community, small town. Although it's kind of growing fast. Yeah, it's just getting to the point where it's hard to drive anywhere or bike anywhere or walk anywhere. So yeah, it's an interesting thing to have to grow up in a really small town and watch it sort of explode into something else all of a sudden. I haven't lived here my whole life, and I did live in Florida for a little while, which I kind of miss. But it's Florida weather here right now. It's really hot. A heat wave. And
well, hopefully your place explodes as you explode, my friend.
Ah, that would be nice.
So tell us, in this last year, COVID's been tough for everybody. What's like the biggest mistake you made in the last year? If you could do it again, you change it.
Musically, or you mean, or
anything?
That's a good question. Yeah, geez, now another stumper. That's a really good question, because I think I've kept going musically, which I've been happy about. It's kept me busy. But I think a little bit of what I would change is the mindset, because there's a little bit of anxiety with, like, you know, what's going to happen when everything opens up again? Am I even going to be ready? Can I begin to be left in the dust when people start playing live? And you know, it's the whole feeling of uncertainty. And I think that's not over yet. You know, there's still that uncertainty for the future. But you can really stress yourself out over it when you really can't control it. You can't do anything about it. So I would probably have a talk with myself a little bit about that if I had to change anything.
Okay. Did you pick up any new hobbies over the COVID hiatus?
Not really new hobbies. I've just been delving more into the music, and yeah, that's been my main thing.
Okay. What's the one thing that you learned in the last year that you want to share with us? Any tidbits, anything that you want to, you feel good or bad?
Oh, probably a lot of things. wow. I think, you know, I'd almost have to repeat myself and say, this is a good reminder for anybody, doesn't matter if it's music or anything, is that we're all creative. And if you want to do something, you don't need anybody's permission. So if you want to, you know, write poetry or sew things or whatever, then just do it. You don't have to worry about being world class or having any money or anything like that. Just find a way and do it. We spend a lot of time going to work and coming home, and like, you know, people just live like that. And you have to, you know, we have to make a living, but it's sad to see people just feel like they have nothing to offer, or nothing, not even to offer the world, but themselves.
Yeah. No, I think you're right. I think it gets back to the whole, do what you love, you know, don't wait.
Yeah.
We shouldn't wait till we're on our deathbeds to make music or write poetry or write a book, you know, whatever turns you on, whatever you really want to do, do it.
Yeah. Yeah. And the one other thing to say just quickly is that, you know, don't be afraid of different paths. Like, for example, this film award thing that I won for doing a music video, and how funny I find that to see, you know, as somebody who created the videos, not just played in it. But when you think of somebody like Johnny Depp, you know, his whole thing was to be a musician. That's what he wanted to be.
Yeah.
And he ended up being in Nightmare on Elm Street. And then, I mean, look at the sheer volume of acting that he's done. And if he just said, no, I have to stay focused, and didn't take that path, Like we never would have, we wouldn't have all those movies with him, and, you know, and his life would be different and our life would, lives would be different too. So,
yeah, you're right, man. I mean, think of same thing, right? With Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
He was carpenter working on Steven Spielberg's House and, you know, two of the biggest roles ever, you know, Han Solo and Indiana Jones. I mean, it's hard to imagine him not doing those roles, but you never know.
Yeah, that's true.
What advice would you give someone who is just getting into the music business?
That's a good question. I guess as far as business goes, like just try to be cool with everybody, you know, like learn from them and be humble. And the other thing is don't get really caught up on social media numbers. I find a lot of people are just, I mean, it eats at them, they'll obsess and people will become depressed and they'll go out of their way to, you know, buy likes and things like that and follow people to unfollow them and all these games. And it's like the numbers don't make you, you know, just work on what you do. I'd rather have 1,000 fans that care than, you know, 50,000 that are indifferent. So,
yeah, that's great advice, man. And I think we've all been there. I know I have, where you're trying to legitimately promote, market your social media, and you end up buying just, you don't realize this, you know, you don't want fake likes or fake friends. But I think, you know, I stopped social media marketing a couple of years ago, and I just try to be authentic. I've tried to get better in my songwriting, my vocals, everything. And you just got to figure out what you want to do and why you're doing it. And don't take things so personally.
Yeah. Well, and that's hard. When you think about that, that's another thing too is, I mean, there'll always be haters. And I mean, I don't know what what the point is, why somebody hates on something so bad. I don't get that. But I've been pretty fortunate so far. But yeah, it's a strange thing because as musicians, we're taught, you know, as artists to bare our soul and be real honest and real open. And yet then we have to have a thick skin because people will, you know, just tear apart what we work so hard for. And that seems weird to me. And like, that is part of it. People will always, but the real haters, the people that just, you know, want you and everybody you care about to get, you know, to be injured or something, those people, not even any point in thinking about them. They don't matter. You know?
Yeah, and I don't get that. I've been lucky too. But at the end of the day, I think people, they just have either hate in their hearts or they just got things going on in their life. I think everybody should try and, you know, maybe your photography, your poetry, whatever you're doing doesn't strike everybody, but if you feel better doing it, there's nothing wrong with that. You can't diss people that are trying to do something creatively. And the bottom line is, you know this, it's hard.
Yeah. And you like you said before, there are huge artists with hit songs and a bunch of hate and dislikes and stuff. And I don't think I've ever disliked a video on YouTube. Maybe I have. I don't think so.
Yeah.
I just kind of, if I really am not into something, I just watch something else. I don't know. Why do I need to click dislike? Because it doesn't, I don't like a song or something. I don't know. It's.
Yeah. I kind of tend to agree with you, but it is what it is, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, Darren, tell us, where can people buy your music, watch this hit video that you had? Where can they do all this stuff?
Okay, well, if you look for Darren Michael Boyd anywhere, I mean, obviously everywhere you can stream or buy music, it will be there. The best place, I think, if you go to darrenboyd.com, my website, it has links to everything and everywhere I am, YouTube and Instagram and all that. So if you go there, it would be great if you sign up for the mailing list. And I wasn't kidding. If you go post on my Instagram on my latest post and tell me where Spider Jewel came from, and if you're right, I'll send you a cool package of stuff.
Yeah, that's really cool, man. Well, Darren, yeah. I want to thank you so much for being on the show tonight.
Oh, thank you. It's always a pleasure.
You're welcome, my friend. So to any listeners out there, thank you so much for listening and spending some time with me and Darren. I know your time is precious, and I want to thank you from the bottom of both our hearts. If there's any artists out there that want to be on the Songwriter Show, I invite you to just reach out to me. Thank you all for listening. I hope everyone's unique story gets heard around the world. My name is Sorantos. Please join me every Tuesday night to hear other amazing artists share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at the Songwriter. Tonight, I'm going to leave you with a song of mine that's coming out in a few days here. It's called Eye Banging. It's a comedic kind of twist on a story of basically someone who can't take their eyes off someone else. Yep, they're hot. So hope you guys enjoy it. Have a great night, everyone. I love you guys. Thank you.
Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.
Thank you for choosing Pesmo Radio.